From your KTOO newsroom, I'm Claire Strempel with a quick look at the local and statewide news. As of Monday, all employees at Juneau's city-owned ski area got a pay bump, and no one is earning less than Alaska's minimum wage anymore. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports that Eagle Crest ski officials adopted a slate of changes to their pay scale after an exceptionally strong opening to the ski season, and after getting a lot of guff from the public.
For years, Eagle Crest officials and local elected officials who appoint them have publicly lamented how poorly paid some ski area workers are. Before Monday, entry-level workers could be paid as little as $8.50 an hour. After a KTOO story about the ski area's labor and pay issues in December, harsh emails lit up the inboxes of Eagle Crest's leadership and the Juneau Assembly. Some longtime patrons were outraged and said they regretted their support for the ski area. Eagle Crest Board Chair Mike Satry spoke to the Assembly about the pay issue. He says there was a misunderstanding on his end about who had the authority to make changes.
I think there's been confusion on the board, and a lot of that lies squarely in my lap about how we could specifically address pay plan adjustments. I believe that it had to be solely be done through the budgeting process and truly, you know, a collaborative effort, you know, with the manager's office, finance team, and the Assembly.
While the Assembly has to approve Eagle Crest's overall budget, the city's finance director explained that the Eagle Crest board has the sole authority to set pay and compensation for the ski area's employees. The next day, Satry's board unanimously approved a pay bump for all employees that took effect with the new pay period on Monday. The raises vary depending on the position and employee's experience level, but the city's human resources manager estimates it works out to roughly 7.5% overall. After 6 years on the Eagle Crest board, member Stephanie Hogue says she's thrilled the pay increases finally went through.
It's just way overdue. I'm so glad.
Eagle Crest general manager Dave Scanlon says it would take about a 22% pay increase overall to be competitive with other ski areas. For future ski seasons, he says Eagle Crest still intends to ask the Assembly for more financial support to help reach that target.
This is kind of a middle ground. This isn't the end game for us. This is really just a band-aid to address the immediate issue, and we wouldn't be likely to be able to have this conversation if it wasn't for the success that we're having at the ski area, which is only made possible by all the hard work from all my staff.
The ski area's finances tend to hinge on the weather and can be very volatile. Still, Scanlon says this partial step is financially sustainable. That's based in part on the ski area's finances last season and the strong opening this season.
Just amazing. Last year was a record revenue year. And here we go. We're just cruising right along, far exceeding last year.
Through early January, the ski area's total revenue was more than double what it was at this point in the season 2 years ago. The pay increases are expected to help attract and retain staff. But the existing labor shortage means a lot of Eagle Crest employees continue to help in other roles.
Everybody has pulled together as we've been really short on staff, especially in lift operations. We've had our vehicle mechanic out running chairlifts and our snow removal guys running chairlifts. Everybody is just chipped in to make
Scanlon says he's been filling in on some chairlift shifts as well.
Done a top shack day or two myself just to make sure we are giving people happy powder days without big lift lines.
Satry and other board members say expanding summer activities on the mountain is the key to making ski area financially self-sustaining. As it stands, about $3 out of every $10 it takes to run Eagle Crest comes from Juneau taxpayers. One piece of that plan is to install a new gondola system on the mountain, estimated to cost $6.5 million. The Eagle Crest board directed Scanlon to work with the Assembly on finding ways to pay for the project. It could come through the state's capital budget or local project packages voters approve and pay for with sales tax revenue. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is surging in Alaska, sending case rates to an all-time high. Nurses, doctors, and hospital staff are not immune, and it's stressing the healthcare system in Juneau. Before the holidays and the Omicron surge, Bartlett Regional Hospital's disease preventionist, Charlie Gribben, got about 2 calls a week from hospital staff who had COVID-19. By the beginning of January, far more people had symptoms, questions, and positive test results.
At least 7 people were calling every day.
Gribben says Omicron has hit the hospital much harder than Delta did. In November, 6 employees tested positive. January isn't even over, and there have been nearly 50 positive tests.
So, you know, nationwide hospitals are stressed, nursing homes are stressed, you know, and we have to balance, like, how can we safely deliver care with less staff? And sometimes we can't. So, you know, we're really monitoring that. And thankfully, we haven't had to bring anybody back who's not feeling well, you know, because we don't have anyone else.
She said staff is digging deep to cover shifts as colleagues recover from COVID at home. Gribben says all staff are vaccinated and 90% have had booster shots. So she's not seeing any extreme illness. Currently, about 20 employees are either out sick or can't come back to work because they're isolating, Gribben says. And that's as the number of people in the hospital, for COVID or otherwise, is holding steady at a high rate. She says many people likely delayed preventative care in the beginning of the pandemic and are now spending time in the hospital. Not in acute care, she said, but because of chronic illness. After 2 years of pandemic, she says that's tough on staff.
We felt pretty decimated after the holidays. The holidays weren't quite enough of a vacation from the pandemic. Our, you know, our general population in our society is needing more healthcare at a time when healthcare, it doesn't feel the same.
She said Bartlett has a bit of an isolation buffer. So the onslaught of COVID admissions seen by other hospitals in the state hasn't quite reached Juneau yet. She says managing illness on your own is tough. Even her most seasoned ER nurses might call her with questions when they or their loved ones get sick. Many Alaskans living on the coast enjoy spotting whales and other marine life just outside their windows. But how much do we really know about the creatures who make their homes right alongside us? As KTOO's Bridget Dowd reports, there's about to be a new resource to educate tour guides, visitors, and locals about the humpback whales of Southeast Alaska.
A larger list of all the individual humpback whales that have been spotted swimming around Juneau already exists, and just about every local whale watching outfit has a copy on board. But a group of marine mammal enthusiasts is working on a simplified version.
The goal of the project is basically to make a mini catalog, to take that well over 100 whales and shrink it down to about the 20 most commonly sighted whales in Juneau.
That's Shannon Easterly. For the past few months, she and three others have been working on making a new condensed catalog of humpbacks. Easterly is a local whale watching guide in the summer, and she's been working with marine mammals all over the country for about 10 years. The new catalog will have fewer individuals in it, but will have a lot more information about each whale. Easterly says they hope to provide tour guides with more detailed profiles of Juneau's most frequently spotted flukes, also known as whale tails.
So a great example would be one of our whales, Flame. She is probably the most commonly sighted whale in Juneau waters in recent years. The photo of her in the catalog is great. There's a little bit of information about her, says that she's a known female, things like that. But what we really want to do is build something that doesn't just include that, but also includes information like, is that whale a whale that breeds in Hawaii or in Mexico?
For instance, Flame is a whale that breeds in Hawaii, and she's been sighted in Maui.
And we also know that she has had calves in at least 2013, 2016, 2019, 2020, and 2021. She's a prolific lady.
The new catalog will also include facts like where the whale was first recorded, where it's most commonly seen feeding, and the other animals it hangs around with.
Are they typically seen alone, like Flame prefers to be alone? It's also fun to talk about the fact that she doesn't really like killer whales and will actively avoid them or be aggressive towards them. Those little personality quirks that set one whale apart from another are some of the things that we want to include.
All of the photos in the catalog were taken by one of the four guides and researchers working on the project. A lot of the data comes from a citizen science website managed by Duke University, where anyone in the world can contribute information about their own whale sightings. Easterly says the hope is that knowing more about Juneau's whales will help both tour guides and tourists make more meaningful, personal connections with the animals.
It's on everybody's bucket list to see a whale. And we want you to take that home, not just with a pretty picture, but with a story about that animal and to know who they are so that it's an important part of your trip and maybe inform your decisions conservation-wise moving forward.
So far, the mini catalog is 42 pages long, with each animal having 2 pages dedicated to it. When it's finished, Easterly says it will likely be distributed in Facebook groups for local whale watch guides and other social media sites. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
You're listening to KTOO. I'm Claire Strempel.